Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Hey, Jim. I heard you got picked to go to the Motown 60th anniversary show.
That's right, Patrick. I feel kind of like a needle in a haystack. Patrick, are you happy to be back from Louisville?
Yeah, totally, man.
Back in town.
Yeah, glad to be back.
Those dispatches were excellent.
Thank you so much. Yeah, they were fun. Yeah, I was doing my best. I was under the influence of bourbon.
You took us through the whole journey, round trip.
That was the idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. From there and here to back and beyond. Jim, just like they said, I'm the supreme and evil dictator.
All right. Now you got a beer.
Yeah.
All right.
You need one?
No, I'm good. Okay. I'm good. So you are back in Virginia.
Yes, sir.
Now, that's where this show originates from.
Yep.
This show is called Rock in the Suburbs. We talk about music. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And while you were away in Louisville at the Bourbon and Beyond Festival, I had an experience in Detroit.
I got to go to Detroit. It was great.
So we're just going to talk about it. This is only one episode. I didn't record myself. The whole experience. You know,
I'm never doing that again. It was too much work.
I wasn't surveilled as far as I know. It was just a quick in and out of Detroit. It was like a 24-hour trip.
Right.
It came up sort of out of the blue for me. This was not pre-planned.
Amazing.
You know, it sort of, I got invited to go to this event about a week before it happened.
Right.
And I made it happen. And so here's the deal. I got invited through my day job to go for free, all expenses paid, to go to an event called Hitsville Honors.
Wow.
Which was for the celebrating the 60th anniversary of Motown Records.
Right.
And it was an event that I think was pretty pricey. I don't know because I didn't have to pay for it. But the proceeds went to the Motown Museum expansion. That's what it was for. So it was celebrating the 60th anniversary of Motown Records, benefiting the Motown Museum. And they have a major expansion that's going to happen. So I'll just explain this real quickly. Hitsville, USA is where Motown Records was located in Detroit. It was in an old house where they had the studio. Barry Gordy built a studio and his offices, and over time sort of bought more and more of these old houses and expanded the business that way.
Right.
And at least two of these houses have been preserved now as a museum.
Right.
But
you've been there?
And I've been there before.
And we've talked about those.
That's right. That's right. And now behind this row of houses, they're going to build a new structure.
Oh, great.
It's big. It's going to be massive. And that's going to be a really nice, proper museum celebrating the music of Motown.
Sweet.
And what's really cool about it, too, you can go online, you can see like artist renderings of it. And they just broke ground on it. Is it's very colorful, and the colors are like almost like vertical stripes. There's more to it architecturally than that. I'm not doing this justice, but when you look at it, you get the sense of like record spines, like I'm looking at right here. Like
wow,
records.
That's cool. Yeah, that's amazing.
On a shelf or something like that.
That's
what it kind
of
evokes, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Visually.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
And you know, Jim, while I was at Bourbon and Beyond, at one point a text message came through. It was Sunday, I think. And you know how like in the cartoons you get like a character get run over by a train and they would shake their head and their head would come back into like 3D. That's what I did. I was like, is that a picture of Jim with...
Yeah.
I mean, it was amazing.
So that was the photo I texted you was me with Barry Gordy.
Wow. It was mind blowing.
So let me tell you how this worked out. So I'm just going to take you through my day. So I fly to Detroit in the morning. This event happened on a Sunday a couple of weeks ago.
Yep.
I fly to Detroit. First of all, I was in a really nice hotel, which was great, which was really nice. That I don't often stay in hotels like this.
We both stayed in nice hotels.
I did have to lay out some cash here, which was to update my suit. I should take you to that before I leave. I'm not a man of many suits. I think I have two.
Oh, you have one?
And I think I have two. And they're both kind of dated because I don't wear them a lot. I don't work in a job where I have to wear a suit. And so... fortunately, when I got invited to this, I was able to quickly take my black pinstripe suit to the tailor and get it, as the tailor said, updated, which meant that it wasn't so grandpa looking and like kind of baggy on me and fit much nicer. So I got that done. And I wore, I want to tell you, the invitation said that the dress for this was semi-formal slash Motown chic. Okay?
Motown chic.
Motown chic, right?
So you got to look at least as good as Smokey Robinson did.
So I here's what I wore. I wore an updated, nicely, newly tailored black pinstripe suit with black shirt.
Sweet.
And black tie. So
you
look
great, man.
Yeah. So
yeah, you look fantastic.
Yeah. So that was my look.
Right.
So I'm at the dinner. They had a dinner first, and I'm at the dinner, and seated next to me at the dinner were a couple of guys actually from Motown Records.
Really?
From the current label. So it's now owned by Universal.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still a working record label, although they don't put out a ton of product anymore, but it's still a working record label.
Of course.
And so I was seated with a couple of these guys, and one guy I kind of struck up a conversation with. And then I noticed earlier in the evening that people were having their picture taken with Berry Gordy, and there was this kind of like line that was forming, not formally or anything, but just kind of people wanting to talk to Berry Gordy and get their picture with him.
Yeah.
And then
touch the hem of his garment.
I was going to try to go up and do it then, but then they like started to serve the dinner and everybody was sitting down. And so that didn't work out. So then
they have a vegetarian option?
They died. Yeah, they did. And I worked that out.
Good.
So then I noticed that once everybody had eaten and there was this sort of downtime and everybody was just kind of sitting there talking at their tables, I look over the table with Berry Gordy and I'm like, he's not really talking to anybody right now. This might be my chance.
Right.
So I grabbed this guy who I just made friends with from Universal. Yeah. And I said, and I gave him my phone, or maybe he used his phone. But anyway, I said, you take my picture. I'm going up.
Nice.
So I go up and I just introduce myself. And he immediately introduces me to his daughter, Rhonda, who he's with.
Really?
And Rhonda's mother is, do you know this?
Mary Wells.
Diana Ross.
Oh, I was close. Not really.
So there you go.
That's amazing.
And I think he did that because he's sort of like, he didn't know who I was. He was kind of like startled trying to process this. And maybe she could figure out who I was.
That's right.
And whether I was worth talking to or not. Right. And so anyway.
It's like Downton Abbey.
Right. So I don't know what that means. But anyway, but I got the picture anyway with
it was amazing.
With Barry
Gordy.
We'll
share it with
y'all,
folks.
Good.
Yeah.
We did really that. Great. Then the event. Oh, I also saw Jesse Jackson. Not Jesse Jackson that we know, the podcaster.
Oh, the other one.
Jesse Jackson. Yeah. Right?
You mean the Jesse Jackson?
The.
Right.
Jesse
That's cool.
Jackson, right? Push and all that stuff, right?
Yep.
He was there. And anyway, so then the dinner ends, and then we go into the theater where they have the program. And it was, like as I mentioned, it was a benefit and a celebration. And here's the thing about Motown. You know this, we all know this, but when it's put right in front of you, you're reminded again of just how many incredible hit songs that are burned in all of our memories that are part of the American fabric, right? Our American history, right?
Yeah.
Over and over and over, performers, they had this really cool band up there, backing band playing, and they were great. And then they would just bring out performer after performer, some, you know, Motown artists, some just, you know, other performers came up and sang. And they would just do song after song after song. And you're just like, oh my God, that's a great song. No, wait, that's a great song. No, that's a great song. It's unbelievable. It really, isn't it? I mean, there is no other label, I don't think, especially given its roots as an independent label, that had that amount of success over a, 10 to 15 year period, right?
Totally. And the way you said it, Jim, is so right. I think the fabric of our lives at our age, it's everything. I remember hearing Stop in the Name of Love when I was like 7 years old and being like literally frozen in my tracks. Like,
yeah,
this is everything I want. Like, who are these people that are singing this? I want to find out.
I mean, somebody could make you a playlist of 100 Motown songs.
Yeah.
And you would know every song.
Right.
And you would like every song.
And you would never get tired of it.
And you would think they're all really good songs. It wouldn't be like, oh, I know this song, but yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
I mean,
if someone said, these are the last 100 songs you could listen to, you'd be like,
that'd be fine.
Oh, hell yeah. I'm fine.
So a couple of highlights here. They did have some original performers, not a whole lot, because again, we're talking 60-year celebration, right? Stevie Wonder was not there. Apparently, he's not doing very well, I hear.
Not at the moment.
Smokey Robinson is doing a residency in Las Vegas, so he couldn't make it. But they both sent like video tributes, so that was part of the program, too, with stuff like that. They did have Martha Reeves came out
and
sang Dancing in the Street.
Nice.
And she was awesome.
That's great.
She sounded great. They had the Four Tops came out. There's one original member of the Four Tops, but they came out and sang. And here's the thing, too. And they were doing the dance moves and all that kind of stuff. And you hear the Four Tops and you hear I Can't Help Myself. And you hear it's the same old song, right? And you're going like, oh, my God, the Four Tops. They were awesome. The Four Tops were awesome. Nobody could be better than the Four Tops.
Right.
Well, then come the Temptations, right? And you're just like, oh, my. Like, well, maybe somebody is a little bit, just a little bit better than the Four Tops, right? I mean, the Temptations come out and do the, a medley of hits. And again, one original member, but, when they're doing Ain't Too Proud to Beg and stuff like that, and, had to finish with My Girl, it's.
Hell yeah.
It was amazing, right? So there was that. Then, one other group I want to mention that I was not familiar with, which again, I can't think sort of shows the magic or majesty of Motown. Are you familiar with a group called the Velvelettes?
Yes.
Okay, so the Velvelettes came out and sang, and I believe these were all original members.
Oh, really?
And wow. I think so. And they came out and sang, and I wasn't familiar with them really at all. Like, they're not one of the, sort of household name Motown acts.
Totally.
But they were great, too. They had this one song called Needle in a Haystack, which was
that's an amazing song.
Awesome song.
I love that song. Original members played that. That's awesome.
It was really, really cool.
Yeah. I mean, I think not only am I extremely jealous of that because I was probably watching ZZ Top at the time, but
that's not bad.
That's not bad. But, the fact that all those obscure Motown songs are so great, it's like, what's your favorite record label? Oh, SST Records. Well, all the weird records on SST are still pretty cool, right? But some of the stuff on Motown that's not like well known or wasn't like number one or top 10, it only made it to number 20.
Right?
Like those kind of songs are still really amazing. They didn't release much bad product at all.
No. No, and they were churning it out too. Mm-hmm. So it's really... It seems unbelievable, right? I want to say something else about the program. So in addition to the performances, they gave out like awards and they celebrated people who were important to Motown in that history. And what was also really great, and you would see it through like these video pieces that they would show, was that they celebrate some of the behind the scenes people too. So for instance, there was an arranger named Paul Reiser, not the Paul Reiser, the actor, this is spelled a little differently. But they really talked about how important he was in crafting all the arrangements, right? Working with the Funk Brothers and crafting the horn arrangements and the string arrangements and all of that kind of stuff. And think about, how complex some of those songs really were, right?
And Barry Gordy arranged it like a production line. Right. Like he needed everyone to play their role.
So this guy was really important to that Motown sound.
Yeah.
There was a guy named Shelley Berger, who was a talent manager, managed the Temptations and some of the other acts, and he was super funny. He came out and talked about what it was like to work for Barry Gordy and how demanding he was and how many times he apparently quit, but, Barry never took it seriously or whatever. But he was really funny and talked about, sort of how how they made stars of these different acts. There was a woman named Suzanne DePasse who handled a lot of like the TV and movie production and stuff that they did a little bit later on with Motown Enterprises, and really kind of branched them out from just a record label, and you know, was involved with things like when Berry Gordy got involved with the Billie Holiday movie Lady Sings the Blues, and you know, with Diana Ross and all that kind of stuff, right? And
they did another thing,
a lot of stuff on TV and things like that. So
it's a great movie.
Basically, I think there was a story that was told that Berry Gordy was getting antsy to sort of like, you know, bust out and do more than just the music, and was looking for partners, and they were like, we can do this on our own. Like, we start a record label, we can start a TV production company, right? And they went off and, or a movie production company and all that stuff, and we went off and did their own thing, right?
Talk about entrepreneurs.
So it was great, So that was great to hear those stories and hear about the other people.
What an amazing thing. It was really cool. You went through that.
It was
so cool.
It was really unbelievable. It was unbelievable the whole time. And I'll also say the program ended with Berry Gordy, you know, on stage, and he gave a speech, and he's super, super sharp. I think he's about to turn 90 years old or something like that. And he's super sharp, and he was great. And he was funny, and he had great timing and all of this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And it was really entertaining. And then he finishes his speech. It's at the end of the program. The backing band just kicks into Signed, Sealed, Delivered.
Nice.
And all these people who were part of the program then come out on the stage and all do this big sing-along to, you know, Signed, Sealed, Delivered. And it was just a great way to end the thing. And you know, what a great upbeat song. And it's just, again, you're just sort of blown away by this, right?
That's so cool. Wonderful. Yeah. Like a fool, I went and stayed too long.
So then it ends, and they had an after party, and by this point, it's like 11 p.m. on a Sunday, and I'm flying out the next morning, but I was like, oh, I should hit the after party. I mean, I got the, you know, the lanyard, right? I've got the pass. So I should go do that. I kind of made like, went up to the bar, got like one drink, and sort of made a pass through the thing, and it was like, I'm not really feeling this. So then I take a lift over to the hotel, and I'm like, but I'm still pretty excited. I don't want to go to bed just yet.
Yeah.
So I'm going to stop off at the hotel bar, you know, for a nightcap. So I'm sitting at the hotel bar and ordered a bourbon.
Oh,
all right.
Sweet.
And two seats down from me at the bar is this Hollywood director, Lee Daniels, right? Who had just been the presenting Berry Gordy, his, you know, achievement award or whatever it was, right?
It's amazing.
So I was like, hey, you know, so here's the thing I learned there was like the important people, they don't go to the after party.
No.
Right.
They don't have time for that.
Right. Right. So I, you know, struck up a little bit of a conversation with Lee Daniels. If you're not familiar with who he is, he directed the movie Precious, which was, which got a lot of Oscar nominations. He directed a movie recently called The Butler, and he also created the TV show Empire, which is about music, the music business. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, we talked for a little while, and here's the interesting thing on that too. And this is not, you know, this is not any kind of private knowledge or anything like that. This is something he talked about on stage too, is he's currently doing a movie about Billie Holiday. So he's doing another movie, and he talked about how Berry Gordy inspired him as a filmmaker. And this movie that's supposed to come out next year is called The United States versus Billie Holiday. And it's specifically about her problems with, was it the DEA or something like that, right?
Yeah.
So, so a specific period of her life, but he's working on that, and it's, I asked him who is playing Billie Holiday, and he told me it's a singer named Andra Day.
Oh, sweet.
Playing that role, so that was that.
That's
so that was a really cool experience too. Got to, you know, talk with
it's amazing.
A big time Hollywood film director, right?
What was he drinking?
I don't know. Well, he was actually, I don't know what he was. I'm not sure actually that he was drinking any alcohol, but he did have food. So he was like, I thought that was a pro move too. It was like, yeah. He probably didn't have a chance to eat earlier or whatever. He's like, I'm getting out of here. And he just went to the hotel bar and had like a burger, you know, something like that.
Right? Get something good.
But in a nice place. So that was cool. And then one last thing I'll say is to show you what Motown means to the city of Detroit. So the next morning I get up, get ready. I'm going to head out to the airport, make my return flight back to Washington, D.C. I get in a cab to go to the airport. The cab driver asks me, so, you know, it's a sort of small talk. What are you doing in town? Blah, blah, blah. And I'm telling him what was going on. I went to the Motown thing last night. And he was like, oh, wow, that's so great. My mother used to work at Motown at Hitsville, right? And, you know, she worked in some, you know, office job or something like that.
Yeah.
For the record label or for the museum. I don't know which one it was. But anyway, and he's talking about that. And he was like, yeah. So we're family friends with Ms. Hardaway. That's Stevie Wonder's mother.
What?
Right?
That's
like,
cool, man.
Like, yeah, we went to her funeral and, you know, all this stuff, right? Yeah. So he was like, you know, it's just such a great thing for Detroit. It's so great. And it employed my mother for all of these years.
That's
and,
amazing.
And how great is that, right?
I know. And that's part of the beautiful story of Motown is that they were actually a city company, right?
That's right.
They hired people from there that went to the high schools. And
it's a local business.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Right?
Yeah.
But I mean, it was. It feels like this weird, otherworldly thing to us as music fans, but to people in Detroit, that was like, you know, that was just part of their community, right?
Yeah, it's magical to us.
Yeah. So there you go. That was my 24 hours in
pretty damn
Detroit,
good, man.
And it was really great.
You didn't record any of that, huh? All right, I guess
you
had
the equipment.
Oh, that's right.
No, that's but that's all right. It was not that kind of a thing.
I kid.
All right, so yeah, so I just want to share that with everybody, and
that's amazing,
it was a great
Jim.
Time. And then, and also, one of the performers, not Motown related, but somebody they did on their stage. I don't know if you remember this name. I'm saving this for last. You remember a guy named Doug E. Fresh?
Yes, I do.
The human beatbox.
Yes.
He was
I think
part
I
of
had
this.
One of his 12 inches.
He was part
here.
Of this too. He got up there and he beatboxed
that's great.
For everyone to some like Motown songs in the background.
You know,
whatever.
You gotta have it all.
Yeah. All right, good times.
Sweet, man. That sounds like an amazing trip.
It was great. So we love Motown. We know the listeners love Motown too. If you guys want to talk about Motown at all, we have some listeners in Michigan. Maybe they have something, I don't know, but
be great.
Hit us up. rock@suburbspod.com is the email. The phone number is 612-440-1985.
Or
find us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all those at suburbspod. All right,
I think we should have a Motown cry fest, Jim. Like, who can cry the hardest? What Motown song makes you cry the most? Like, how many tears did you shed?
I wish it would rain.
I know. That's true. It rains so hard in that song that you don't want to go outside or
that. Well, no, because he's trying to hide his tears,
right? Oh,
that's
right. Right. That's
raindrops,
what I
mean. That's a killer song. All right.
How are we going to separate the actual tears from the raindrops?
That's
anyway.
All right, so let's get out of here. We have new music tomorrow.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about.
It's going to be good.
So, it's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And we'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
In a place like Motown, listen while we play. In a place like Motown, kids do USA. In a place like Motown, listen while we play. Listen to the Motown sound. We put it all around, but nowhere to be found. A baby plays around sound, like the Motown sound. In a place like Motown, it's still USA. In a place like Motown, listen while we play.
Just like Titus Andronicus,
that's right.
Local business.
That's right.